Blog Talk Radio.
Purpose Broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day.
Veronica Binion,
Elder Veronica Binion, and we thank God for her. And she is on the line, and before we, however, go to the Word of God, we're going to go ahead and begin our broadcast by ushering in the presence of the Lord with praise, and then you will hear a prayer from Pastor Jasper Whitehurst, and following that, the next voice that you will hear will be that of Elder Veronica Binion. So we're going to go ahead tonight. The music that will come to bring edification and a song of praise is none other than Sister Tasha Cobb singing, "Fill Me Up." We need the presence of the Lord to just fill us up and fill us up until we overflow with his power and with his anointing as we walk this Christian journey. We give God all praise. And so I present to you Pastor Tasha Cobb singing, "Fill Me Up." Hallelujah.
Let the sound of worship be released from you this night. Come on, raise it now. Oh, that's good. Y'all raise it with me. Devotion.
Fill me up, God. Fill me up till I overflow. I wanna run, oh, I wanna run, oh.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we praise you. We thank you for this day, Lord.
Yes,
Lord, your words are creating me a clean heart, renew your spirit within me, Father. Fill us up with your word, Father. Fill us up with your Holy Spirit. Fill us up with your joy, unspeakable joy, and full of glory. Fill us with your word, Lord. Fill us with your joy, your strength, Lord. Fill us with your power and your anointing, Father, Lord, upon our life, Father. Fill us with your holy word, holy restoration in us, Lord. Strengthen us, Lord, where we are weak at. Fill with your grace, Father, your mercy in our life, Father. Fill us with your power, Father, that we may have overflow in our life and all that we do to bring honor, to bring glory to you, Father. Just fill us, Lord. Strengthen us, Lord. Help to be the vessel you called to be, Lord. Be that yielded vessel unto God, Father, Lord. Strengthen us, Lord, that wreck our path, all ourselves in the things of God, Lord. Let your will be done today and tonight, Father. We pray, we thank you, Lord. To God be all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, praise God. And that's what we are here to do tonight, to allow the Lord to just fill us up with his word. And we have a woman in the house tonight, praise God, that we know that God has anointed and placed a word in her belly that she will share with our listening audience tonight. And again, that is none other than Elder Veronica Binion.
Amen.
Elder Binion, praise God.
Yes.
Can you hear me? Can you hear us?
I can. Yes.
All right. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We welcome you. Welcome you. Welcome Elder Albert. Praise God and your family.
Yes.
And we thank God for you being here. And so at this time, we're turning the mic over to you. Go right ahead, please.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Pastor Jasper and Pastor Constance, for giving me this opportunity to share the word of the Lord with you all on your broadcast tonight, because truly the word of God is what's going to sustain us. It's what sustains us at this present time. You know, I keep hearing on television that it's an unprecedented time, but what they don't know is that God is sustaining us. Praise God. And so tonight I'm going to give a word that I pray, that I know will sustain us when we receive that word. Amen? Amen. So on tonight I'm going to be coming from Psalm 1. And I'm going to read the complete Psalm, verses 1 through 6, I believe. Yes. And it reads, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of those that are scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Praise God. And the fourth verse says, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff that the wind drives away. That may be chafe. I'm maybe mispronouncing that. But therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for this reading of this word. Amen. Because truly, God has something special to say to all of us in this word, amen. And so we're going to be looking at the contrast between walking in the right path of life with walking in the wrong path of life. And that would be the ungodly, pardon me, the godly or the ungodly, the righteous or the unrighteous. What company will you walk in? And so tonight, my message, the title of my message is Walking in Good Company. In good company. Praise God. And I'm going to go back to this very first scripture. The first word is blessed. And so often we love to see the word blessed because we are in expectation of something when we see the word blessed. And in the Greek, the word blessed or blessing means happy or fortunate and prosperous. And so here in this first verse, the author, which is an unknown author for this psalm, is saying that blessed is the man. Praise God. So we consider ourselves mankind, so man and woman. We are blessed. We are the people that are blessed. But in order to be the people that are blessed, we have to be the righteous. Amen? So we have to be the righteous in order to be blessed. And so why are we the righteous? Why are we blessed? We are blessed and happy and prosperous because God supports us as his loyal servants. When we are committed to him, then he's committed to us. Sure enough, we have trials and tribulations like everyone else, but because we know who God is, because we know his son, because we know the Holy Spirit, we can enjoy the word of the Lord. We can be genuinely happy about the word of the Lord. And so that's where we get our strength from. And so we serve the Lord with happiness, with gladness. And his Holy Spirit produces a joy in our hearts that can never be taken away. In 1 Timothy chapter 1 in the 11th verse, God is called the blessed God. Praise God. And so if he's the blessed God, sure enough, we are his followers, we are his disciples, we are his servants, then we are blessed men and women of God. He is committed to us, and if he's committed to us, then we are committed to him. And Nehemiah 8 and 10 says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And so when we have this great joy in our life, praise God, we are continuously being blessed because we are being strengthened by this joy. Psalm 16 and 11 says that you will show me the path of life. Praise God. So we want God to show us the path of life because God reveals directives to us for the path of life in which we're going. He's got things planned out for us. He knows the plans that he already has for us. And so we are looking toward walking in the path of life that he has prepared for us. And it goes on to say that in your presence is the fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Praise God. Who wouldn't want to be blessed by a God like this who gives us a great life? And when we're in his presence, oh my goodness, we can feel his fullness. We can feel his presence. We can feel that fullness of joy. We are full of joy. Praise God. And not only that, it says, at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. And so we receive pleasures from him forevermore. When things don't seem like they're going right, he's right there. And we can remember that he's there to give us peace. And we don't have to worry because we've got that pleasure forevermore. And so he goes, the psalmist goes on in Psalms 1 and 1, and he gives reasons for being happy, amen, for those of us that are the righteous. Praise God.
Amen.
He just begins to say that we are happy, we are blessed, we are joyful because we do not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. And here the ungodly are those that are wicked and those that are sinners, those that are not following the directions or the guides or the teachings of the Lord. And so those are the ungodly. But because we are the godly, we don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. We don't take advice or instructions from those that don't walk in the counsel of God. And secondly, it says we don't stand in the way of sinners. Praise God. And so we don't keep company with them. We don't stand around and have a whole lot of conversation with them. And thirdly, we do not sit in the seat of the scornful. And so we don't have time to sit around and, you know, talk about gossiping or not having compassion toward people. But what we do is we honor God. We worship God. And so that's what this whole lesson is about tonight, honoring God as the righteous man. But in this, we want to show that the things that the unrighteous, the ungodly do, those things will come to naught. Amen? Praise God. And so we want to make sure that we are walking in accord with the commandments of God. Praise God. He has requirements for us. And in order to continue to make him happy, we got to pursue firmly and refuse the counsel of the ungodly. We just cannot take advice from those that don't know God. Praise God. We've got to get our wisdom and understanding from God himself. Amen. And so if we begin to have conversation with those that are ungodly, and we start thinking about what they're saying, then we could get into some error right there. So we don't have whole long conversations with those that don't know God, and we reject the thinking that they're trying to bring our way. And so we literally have to make sure that we don't get tied up or get tempted by their unscriptural conduct. Because if you entertain them, you may, your mind, we're human, you may get to a point where you decide, okay, I see that, I can see that. But we got to revert back to the fact that we know God and refuse that unscriptural conduct. Praise God. And so what if we are tempted to join the sinner in this unscriptural conduct? Then what happens? My God. So what happens is we could lose our spirituality, and that wouldn't be good, because we've spent time as the righteous studying God's word and the scriptures and hiding those the word of God in our heart and living by that word. But if we start to listen to unscriptural conduct, this could go the other way. It could go from bad to worse. It could go down in a downward spiral, and that downward spiral would allow us to start listening to those that are counseling us as the wicked. And then we'll just start associating with them regularly. And then we might even begin to lose our faith because we're listening to ungodly counsel. And what happens is the friendship with the wicked, my God, we foster an ungodly spirit. We let that ungodly spirit come into our hearts. And then we destroy the relationship that we have with God. And that's not what we want to do. We do not want to destroy the relationship that we have with God. Praise God. We want to continue to be on the right side with God. But, you know, those that are ungodly, they kind of feel like they're okay, that they live a balanced life. But truly they are unbalanced. They're not balanced. Because I've spoken with some people, and they seem to think that, you know, I'm not all bad. I do things good. I give to the poor, and I feed the hungry, and so I'm not all bad. I do some things that are good. And so what is happening here is that they're looking at their outer works and not looking at the word of God, and they have what is known as a zeal for God. But they are denying the power of God. And so when they deny the power of God, they cannot, the things that they are doing, which are good, come to naught because they don't know God. Because they have not taken God's word at what the word says. And so in order for them to become godly, they have to repent. Praise God, they have to repent in order to become godly. And so, you know, I was talking earlier about the fact that we don't spend a whole lot of time with them with conversation, and, you know, if they're talking things that we don't need to hear. But we are the godly. We are the righteous. And God will give us an opportunity to witness to those. But we have to know the moment that God is opening up the door to give us time to witness to these people. But and besides, we can also have the light of God on us. We live by what the word says, and our onlookers can see that there's something different about that person, and I wonder what it is. And so the ungodly will wonder, what is it about that person? And they will want to know. And so then God gives us the opportunity to share with them so that they can move from being ungodly to being the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And so
Amen.
We as the righteous must rely on God, and we must have a pure heart, and we have to reject the spirit of the lifestyle of the sinners so that we have clean motives and we have clean desires, and because we can't live on both sides of the fence. Like I said, the sometimes the ungodly feel like that they're okay. So they're straddled the fence. But the word of God says in Revelation 3:16, because you are lukewarm, neither hot or cold, I will spew or vomit you out of my mouth. And so God has no use for them. He rejects them when they are ungodly or doing things that are not based on his word. And so he spits them out. He removes them. Praise God, until they get the revelation that God is the only living God, and the only way for them to live is to be in him, praise God. And so they can't be light over here and dark over there. You can only be one at a time. When the light shows up, then darkness disappears. And so when God comes into their heart, that darkness must disappear, praise God, hallelujah. And so that zeal that they have for God, praise God, it is turned into a reverence for God, a fear of God, a God that they want to lift them and give them more of who he is in their life, praise God. So we want to make sure that our friendship with sinners does not foster an ungodly spirit within us. And so what do we do if we happen to, have these thoughts in our mind and have listened to something that is ungodly? The first thing we need to do is to pray. Hallelujah. We pray for God to help us and to get us back in harmony with his word. We pray, praise God, for the peace of God to come into our heart, that all the thoughts and the things that have come to our heart that is not like him, praise God, he will remove those things away from us so that we can continue to be the righteousness of God, praise God. Philippians 4:6 through 8 lets us know that we can stay in harmony with God, that we can get counsel from him, and we don't have to stoop low. Like sinners, but it says that whatsoever things are true, my God, whatsoever things are honest, just, pure, lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, praise God, these are the things that we must think on, praise God. And so we keep the word of God in our heart and thinking about the goodness of the Lord, then we will remain the righteousness of God. And so here, when we see this, these three attitudes that are mentioned here in the scripture, it says walk, stand, and sit. Praise God. I thought about that for a moment, and I said, look, now, Lord, what are you saying here? And I believe he was saying that sometimes we the ungodly or the unrighteous can go from, like I said before, from bad to worse. It's kind of like it's a progression of going downhill. It's a progression of doing things the wrong way. And so they just continuously go downhill in that ascension, and they begin to mock people, and they're being unpleasant to people. They don't have compassion with people. And so they just continuously go downhill. But God is saying that they don't have to. They don't have to. And they don't have to because they can honor the Lord. They can listen to the voice of the Lord and receive direction from him, because God wants to reveal his word to them. He wants to give them life everlasting. He wants them to be on the good path so that they will not perish. Praise God. And so this is what verse 1 is saying. Verse 2 says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Praise God. Delight is a key word there. When we think of something that's being delightful, I know when we're eating something that's delightful, it so good. It causes us to think, good. And so when we've got the delight of the law, of the word in our hearts and in our mouth, it gives us good pleasure. It satisfies us, praise God. It's enjoyment to us. And so when we get that word of God, we don't mind looking at that word of God. We don't mind studying that word of God. And it says, and in his law, he meditates day and night. Praise God. And so as a believer, as a Christian, as a godly person, as a righteous person, that's what we want to do, praise God. We want to study, to show ourselves approved, praise God, rightly dividing the word of truth, praise God. And so when we do that, we know that God is being birthed in us, and godly living is birthed out of knowing God personally. We got to know him intimately. He's a personal God. He has to have a personal relationship with us. We have to have a personal relationship with him, and he will affect our permanent and positive change in our life. And so that's what we want. We want that permanent positive change in our life. And so when we study or meditate, praise God, when we meditate, we reflect on what the word of the Lord is saying to us, praise God, and we think about it and we ponder it, praise God. And we look at it, and we repeat it, and we write it, and we read it, praise God, because we want that word to get in our heart, praise God. We don't want to be distracted by anything else, but we don't want to be distracted because we want the word of God to be hid in our heart. And so here is the time to be communing with God when we meditate on his word. And it says that we meditate day and night. Surely, if we as children of God can pray without ceasing, in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, it says that we should pray without ceasing. And in 1 Thessalonians 2:13, it says, thank God without ceasing. And so if we can pray without ceasing and thanking God without ceasing, then it's also possible to meditate, praise God, day and night on God's truth, praise God. So we are in constant communication with him, constant fellowship with him, praise God. And so that's what we want to do. We want to be in constant fellowship with him. And so we study it, and we think about the word of God, and we delight in the scripture, praise God, and we ponder it, and we thank God for his word. And because we do that, he is committed to us. He reveals himself to us, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. He gives us his wisdom, praise God, and we can walk out his wisdom because we know his word. Praise God. And so we diligently seek him. We delight in seeking him, praise God, because the more we seek him and the more we delight in him, the more we will love to behold his matchless beauty. The more we will want the word of God, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we want, as godly people, to be passionate about God's word. We want to be consistent in the presence of the Lord, praise God. Hallelujah. So if we are consistent in the presence of the Lord, then we cannot fulfill the lust of the flesh. Praise God. But if we are not consistent and we are, you know, dropping off here and dropping off there and not being consistent with the word of God, we are falling off. We are falling by the wayside. Then we may fulfill the lust of the flesh. But here again, praise God, we have all sinned. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God, but because we do not repent, God withdraws his blessing. But because we know him, praise God, hallelujah, we repent. I repent every day, Lord. Please forgive me for what I did or said that I knew I did and that I did not know. And so I repent. And so that's what we want. We want that closeness, that passion, and that interchanging with him, praise God. And so when we do that, praise God, we know that there's an abundant life, a fulfillment, a delight, and a joy, praise God, and being in the presence of God, praise God. And so we stay in his presence. We stay there, hallelujah, because we find wisdom there. We find protection there, praise God. Hallelujah. We stay in his wisdom, praise God, because he rises up against those things that come to disturb us. He's there to preserve us. Thank you, Jesus. He's there to strengthen us. He's there to sustain us. He's there to have mercy on us. He's there to heal us, praise God. He's there to raise us up
He's there to uphold us. Hallelujah. He's right there to do those things for us. And so when the enemy comes in like a flood, hallelujah, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Praise God. That's Isaiah 59:19. So he's there. He's there to protect us. Praise God. He comes in like a flood, and he just watches the enemy on out of the way. Praise God. But we have to allow him to do that. Praise God. We've got to walk in faith. We have to have, see, we have to give him opportunity, praise God, to do that for us. We have to trust in him. We have to fulfill his word. Hallelujah. We've got to believe in him. We've got to believe in what he teaches, and we've got to follow him throughout this journey of faith. It takes faith to walk in the word of the living God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so that's what we have to do. We've got to walk in faith. It's a faith walk, praise God, to be the righteous, praise God, to be the godly. It is a faith walk, praise God. And so to show that we are approved by God, and we rightly divide the word of God, hallelujah, because we study and we meditate deeply, and God gives us wisdom and revelation in his word, praise God. And then it goes on to say in the next verse, verse 3, it says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. My God, he says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Praise God. Hallelujah. And here we see that this tree is planted. It says it's planted by the water. And so it's planted there by that water, and it's getting all the nourishment that it needs. Praise God. And because that water is there and it's nourishing it, that tree is being healthy, and it says that the leaves don't wither. Why? Because it's being nourished. And so God is here, is comparing us to this tree. And we can be just like this tree planted by the rivers of water, praise God. And what does that mean, we are planted by the rivers of water? It simply means that we have access to the water, just like the tree. And we are productive, just like the tree. We bear fruit, praise God. We have access to the water being the word. And Ephesians 5:26, it says, the purpose lets us know that the purpose of washing and watering with the word is to cleanse us, is to sanctify us and remove us from any blemishes of sin and thoughts and words and actions, praise God. So we have access to this word. We are like this tree planted by the rivers of water. The river of water is the word of God that keeps us in the righteousness of God, praise God. And it's not like a drink of water that will pass away. It is that everlasting water. The water that he gave the Samaritan woman when she was at the well, he gave her everlasting water, water that she would never have to thirst again. And so that's what he's giving us tonight. He's giving us water that we may never have to thirst again. Praise God. We stay in that word, and it nourishes us. It feeds us, praise God. And he moves on to say that they shall prosper. And so whatever God puts before us, praise God, it prospers. Oh God, hallelujah, it prospers. And we bear fruit. When we bear fruit, again, I've said that we have the opportunity to witness to others, those that will hear us and those that will receive us. And so we're bearing fruit. We're disciples of God. And so that's what we do in order to be prosperous in God. Hallelujah. And then the fourth verse goes into it. It says, the ungodly are not so, but are the chaff which the wind drives away. So the ungodly becomes like chaff. And chaff is like it's the empty husk or the grain of an outside seed. An example would be the corn. The husk on the outside is pulled off, and there you have the seed. You have the kernel. So the husk that's pulled off, there is no use for it. It's worthless. There's nothing that you can do with that, praise God. And so it's worthless. And what happens to it? The wind blows it away easily. It just goes to and fro in the wind, praise God. Even like another example would be like nuts, like a peanut or a pecan or a Brazil nut, praise God. The shell on the outside, praise God, is like the husk, praise God. Once you crack open and get that seed out, praise God, get that nut out, then the outer covering is no more good, praise God. And that's what happens to those that don't know God, praise God. They get blown away easily, praise God. They can't seem to grasp who God is because they won't take a hold, praise God, of the tree that is not withering, praise God. And so they get blown away very, very easily, praise God. And so, but we don't want that to happen to them. And so it's up to us as the people of God, hallelujah, to begin to share the word of the Lord with these people, praise God. We pray for them constantly. We always pray that God saves the ungodly, that you bring salvation to them, oh God. And we may not know person by person, but we pray for the world. We pray for our local assembly, people in our local city. So and we pray for the people all around. But there are those that are even in our family that are ungodly and that are unrighteous. And so we call their names before God. And that's what he wants us to do, to be able to witness to others. And so we have to know the word of God. We have to ask them to open our understanding and so that we can comprehend the scriptures. So the word says that we get it precept upon precept and line upon line and here a little and there a little. And so when we get that word, we hide it in our heart, but we don't just keep it in our heart. We are able to take that truth, praise God, and give it to someone else. That truth that has made us free will make them free. And so we let our speech always be with grace, and we let our speech be seasoned with salt so that we will know what to say to any man. We ought to have an answer to any man about being saved, receiving salvation, amen, praise God. So that's what God wants the godly to do, the righteous man to do, praise God. And so we just want to continue in the word of the Lord, praise God. And so in the sense of the tree being like the tree, that plentiful water source, it's never going to go away, praise God. It is a source that will always remain. It's not going to go away when there's a drought. It's not going to dry up and when it's really hot. So it's an unfailing source, praise God. And so we hold on to that unfailing source, and we keep our delight in the Lord, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And so we just thank the Lord for what he does for us because of this plentiful water source, praise God. It's evident in your life, praise God, that you are near the plentiful water source when the words of your mouth, praise God, and the meditation of your heart is accepted by God. It can be seen by those that are looking on. Amen? Hallelujah. And so the water of the word, God's word, it's plentiful. And so there is no lack in his word. And so we want to make sure that we hold on to his word, that we pursue the course of being upright, praise God, that in our times when we have to bear pressures or tribulations or difficulties, that we don't give up, praise God. We might become weary, but we don't give in, praise God. Hallelujah. We are natural. We're in a natural body, and sometimes we get tired. But the joy of the Lord is our strength. And that joy, praise God, is there for a purpose. It's there to help us to succeed and to help us continuously delight in the word of the Lord. Praise God. And so then we prosper spiritually. Hallelujah. Praise God. But, so we thank God that we're not like the ungodly, that we are not separated from the seed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, our seed. Oh, my God. God has given us the seed. Jesus the Christ, praise God, who came into this earth, praise God, just to redeem us. And he hung on the cross, and he bled, and he died, and he was buried, and he was resurrected, praise God. He came up out of the ground, praise God. He was the seed. He is the seed for us, praise God. And so we are so joyful about having him, praise God, in our life, and that we will continue to prosper spiritually, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And so we want to continue to know that God is good, praise God. There's nothing bad about God. He is good. Amen. And there's the thing that he's good all the time, praise God. And he is. And sometimes in our natural being, in our natural state of mind, we might say, oh, my goodness, what good can come out of this? thought was bad, that was not good, he turns it around, praise God, and makes it good for our sake. Amen. Praise God. And so it's not good that something is bad is happening to us, but he can take that the enemy meant for bad and make it and turn it for our good. And so that's what we know. Praise God. That's what we believe, and that's what we trust in. Praise God. And we know that God can do it because we trust him. We are committed to him. Praise God. And so the way of the righteous remains forever. But the way of the wicked, my God, it says that the ungodly shall perish. Praise God. And so the way of the wicked will perish. Praise God. And as people of God, we ought not to want them to perish. Amen. We ought to want to share this abundant life with them, praise God, so that they can reside in the earth forever, amen? Praise God, that's what we want to share with them, praise God. And as I get to the end, we started off talking about the blessing. So a blessing, we know, results in a deliberate choice of a certain way of life, praise God. It's a godly life. And it's a lifestyle. Yeah. A godly life is a lifestyle. It's something that we do every day. We walk in his way every day. Praise God. So it's a lifestyle. It becomes habit to us. Just like doing wrong becomes habit to sinners. Praise God. Doing good, hallelujah, blessing the Lord becomes a lifestyle for us. We stay in the blessing plan of the Lord, praise God, because we stay in close access with that water, praise God, the water of the word, praise God, and it's productive in us, praise God, hallelujah, and it makes us healthy in the word, hallelujah, glory to God. And so it's obvious that the word of God is primarily for people who live responsible, but for the irresponsible who deny the authority of God, again, I say they will perish unless they repent. So in closing, Psalms 1 is possessed with great wisdom. It has a great deal of wisdom. First, we are to walk according to godly wisdom. Whatever God gives us from his word, then that's what we take. Because if we take the wisdom from the ungodly, then that is worldly wisdom. And not to say that ungodly people are unintelligent. They're very intelligent. Praise God. Some of them have the best intentions, and they know the word, but they deny the power, as I said before. And so they know wisdom, but they have a knowledge of worldly wisdom. But we walk according to the godly wisdom. And secondly, we should stand with those that are on the right side. Hallelujah. So we should keep company with those that know the Lord. Praise God. Those that are like us. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're not on the wrong side, the immoral side. Praise God. And thirdly, we should never join those who do no good at all. Hallelujah. So we, as the righteousness of God, want to make sure that we understand the word of God, that we're walking in the word of God, and we stay connected to the word of God, and that we're always flourishing, and we have access to that water because it's everlasting water, praise God. We build up our treasure in heaven, praise God, not on the earth, so that when it's time, if God comes to get us, then our treasure is in heaven. It's not in the worldly things. It's not in the material things, praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for allowing us to prosper in the earth, praise God, to give us material things, but we are not worshiping those material things, praise God. And we give him glory for blessing us with those material things. So I'm not saying that we don't want to receive material things. We do. We need a nice home or a nice car, praise God. We need a nice church, praise God. So we continue to know that these things come because we are the godly, because we are the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for your word.
Amen.
Thank God for your opinion. Praise God for that powerful word. Amen. To God be all the glory. Amen. We praise and thank God for the woman of God walking in God's company. Walking in good company. Amen. By being obedient to the word of God.
Yes. Yeah.
Praise God. We thank God. Elder Binion, thank you for sharing that. So that spiritually insightful
word.
Praise God. I have not had the opportunity of being able to have Psalms 1 broken down in that manner. Oh my goodness. That's what you call that's good food, good spiritual food. Spiritual food. Yes. So we thank God for you sharing that powerful word. We have right at about 3 minutes left in the broadcast. If there is someone that would care or have a desire to share briefly about the word that was shared by Elder Binion tonight, praise God, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studio. Thank God so much for Elder Binion and sharing that word. What great wisdom to be able to know that, yes, as we are those that are children of the Most High God, we are called to live a godly life, called to be those that will take part in the living word and that living water, which is the word of God, constantly, so that it will keep us, so that we will be able to walk upright before him and keep that good company.
Amen.
Praise God. Good godly company that Elder Binion was talking about tonight. That is so, so vitally important. Praise God. Well, we don't have one that has dispatched in tonight, and we have right at about 2 minutes, and we're going to go ahead and give the opportunity in the name of Jesus for salvation. And then I'm going to ask you, Elder Binion, if you will close us out in prayer. So if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, Romans 10:9-10 tells us that all you have to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart upon the Lord Jesus and believe that God has raised him from the dead, and you shall be saved. So if you pray a simple prayer as this of saying, Lord, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that he died, Lord, that you died for my sins. And I believe that God raised you from the dead. Come into my life. Sup with me. Take charge of my life and be Lord of my life for the rest of my life. And if you prayed that simple prayer, we welcome you into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. We would like to hear about your testimony. Praise God. We're going to have Elder Binion, if you would go ahead and close us out tonight. And we thank God for our listening audience. Go right ahead, Elder Binion.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, dear Lord, tonight for this word, oh God. Hallelujah. This word that is going to sustain us and keep us and preserve us, oh God. This word that lets us know that we have a place in your heart, hallelujah, and you have a place in our heart, oh God. So we just want to tell you thank you for your presence in our life, oh God, for giving us joy and pleasures forevermore, oh God, for just being there when we need you, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Because you're God, besides you, there is none other. Hallelujah. And so we lean on you and we trust in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you've given us an assignment, oh God. And we thank you for that assignment. Hallelujah. The assignment of the Great Commission. Hallelujah. And so we thank God for all of those that are listening, oh God. We thank God for those that didn't know you, God, and they received you on tonight. So we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor. Oh, God, for who you are, the magnificent, wonderful God that you are. We say thank you, oh, God, and we ask that you keep us further this night. Hallelujah. Praise God that you keep our families safe in Jesus' name as we go about our businesses, our duties for tonight, oh, God, to retire. And so we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen and amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We thank you again, Elder Binion. God, for our listening audience, go forth and have an awesomely blessed week.
And to God be all the glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praise? Care what you've been through, just know that praise is bringing you out right now.